Launching in 3, 2, 1.
That's the trailer for Eve, Valkyrie, one of two virtual reality games that will come with the Oculus Rift headset when it's released on March 28th. The hotly anticipated virtual reality gaming package costs $599 and is expected to revolutionize not only games, but film, advertising, and more.
Yeah, there you go.
That was
a legitimate shot right there. Great.
That's me, slam dunking for the first time in my life thanks to VR. Those sorts of aspirational experiences speak to the best side of the technology. Howard Goldbaum, director of graduate studies at UNR's Reynolds School of Journalism, was a virtual reality pioneer way back in the 1990s.
It's another way of telling a story and providing a sense of place and bringing the experience of the actual event to the viewer.
Filmmakers have also gone crazy for virtual reality in recent years, with most studios launching VR departments if they didn't have one already. Industrial Light and Magic, George Lucas's studio, showcased its latest virtual Star Wars experience at the Game Developers Conference. It will eventually be a part of the new Star Wars lands being built at Disney theme parks this year. Here's a trailer for the latest, Trials on Tatooine. Despite the cool factor, virtual reality does also have a dark side. In that Star Wars experience, for example, you're handed a lightsaber to defend yourself against half a dozen stormtroopers who are shooting at you. Pretty relentlessly, it's a little intense. As are first-person shooter games, which make up a fair amount of the initial wave of VR games launching this year. That's not a popular topic in Gameland, but I asked the Oculus folks about it.
Are people worried about the shooter games?
So that's something we've always talked about, and it's always been kind of like guessed.
That could be a problem. Some research has shown that experiences in virtual reality get embedded in the brain almost the same as they would if you experienced them in real life. According to Neil Schneider with the nonprofit Immersive Tech Alliance, the industry is taking its role seriously and talking about ethics regularly.
Like, I'll give you an example, like Sony, they recently, you know, went on record that they're not recommending their device for children 12 years or younger. They're already taking steps to limit the audience for age appropriateness.
And ethical concerns don't stop at violence. UNR's Goldbaum notes that, as has been the case with most other new media technologies, pornography is a major driver of the virtual reality industry.
Within a month of Daguerre announcing the invention of the daguerreotype, there were people selling risque or pornographic daguerreotypes on the street corners of Paris.
Schneider with the ITA says marketing is another area to sort out.
When you're wearing a head-mounted display or a virtual reality device, you don't have that opportunity to look away. You know, one of the areas of interest is marketing through virtual reality. You know, A, is it effective? But B, how do you go about it ethically?
Then there's the entirely new category of VR called social VR. In social virtual reality experiences, different players can actually interact with each other in the virtual space. As more companies ranging from Facebook to game developers embrace social VR, there's talk about how to deal with harassment. Patrick Harris, lead game designer for the company Minority Media, gave an entire talk on this subject at the Game Developer Conference.
When you're in VR and someone is harassing you, you feel it. They step inside of your personal bubble. And if you get trapped in a space where you back up, you're against the wall, you can't back up anymore.
Harris and others are working on developing some best practices for developers in this space. Things like not creating spaces where one player can be trapped by another, for example. But ultimately, developers can only predict so much what will happen once VR goes mainstream. Like the rest of us, they're just going to have to wait and see. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.